world today. This time I'm bringing this bitch in. We're going to go ahead and get into it right now. We got Kazari on there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hello, world.
Oh, damn. I was trying to say y'all from that. But aside from that, we also brought an additional lovely guest, a good friend of mine and a slight terror to the world, Miss Taylor Crenshaw.
Hi.
So, Taylor, Kazari, today we're going to go ahead and follow up on last week's conversation. We spoke on male responsibilities, and we really hit it from just a kind of male perspective. It would be disrespectful and kind of selfish to the women out there for them not to be able to spit their case. And that's what you're here to do today.
And I'm ready.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and end by asking you, basically, can you just define responsibility for a second?
Responsibility to me are something that are a must. It's something that you have to do on a daily basis or throughout your life. Like, it's no option whether or not it gets done. Like, you need to get it done. So that's what, you know, responsibilities are to me, at least.
Okay. So now we understand that everybody has responsibilities. Just give me your instant image. If I had to give you a situation where you gave me a one-sentence expectation or thought on the responsibilities of a man, what would you hit me with?
It's a tough one.
Now, mind you, just real quick, mind you, the male responsibilities to his partner, his society, and children, but just one at a time, obviously.
Okay. I would say, in regards to all that, just to sum it up in one sentence, a male's responsibility is to stop letting his ego and his pride dictate his life. Period.
Ego and pride dictation. Do you feel like that's how all men are, or do you have a percentage you want to go to with that situation?
I don't want to say all men, because I hate to fall into that category. Like, oh, all men aren't shit, or all men act a certain way. But I do feel like most men have a problem with ego and pride during their life. No matter if it's in a relationship, if it's at work, or whether it's with guy friends. You know, I feel like that's something all men battle. Of course, I'm not a man, so I don't know. But that's just basing off from the situations I've been in and the men I've encountered and been around in my life.
Okay, so what about a man without it? What about a man that's not egotistical, not prideful? Because I don't know, you just met Kazari, but he's quite at peace with himself. He don't have all of his issues.
Not in any situation?
It's faint. It gets more faint by the day.
Yeah, so I don't know. I haven't met a man like that, to be honest with you. So I guess even my dad, my cousins, you know, significant others, I just haven't met a man without an ego or pride. And like I said, that's not even with a relationship. Sometimes it's even like a man asking another person for money. You know, your pride is going to get in the way of you asking for help or something that you really need, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that definitely happened to me within the last 10 minutes. I ain't gonna lie. You might be right. I was gonna ask you if I have a pride problem, but apparently I do.
Okay.
Okay, well,
I like that. I'm giving snaps. Oh, by the way, Taylor, if there's anything that you hear that you like, we snap.
Okay, perfect.
Alright. Alright, what were you gonna say, Rudy? My bad, bro.
I didn't hear
you.
What happened? Your phone went out.
Oh, my bad. What were you going to say? I think I had cut you off. My bad.
Oh, listen. I was just agreeing with you, so
we're good. Okay. All right. So, quick question then. All right. So, I get what you mean as far as the ego. Why do you think that's the case?
Something I haven't even tried to figure out, honestly, and I haven't figured out is something internal. with the man, and that also goes to like his mental state and where he's at in life and what he's going through. So I honestly, it differs with each man, but I do feel like that's something that our society, as Black men in our society, that's something that you all face on a daily basis. It's like battling between your ego, your pride, and yourself, you know.
Okay. So the male responsibility to his partner, society, and his children is what exactly again? Just to make sure I'm understanding.
For me to keep your pride and your ego in check. Mm. And like I said, that could be work-related, family-related. Like, don't let that hinder you from success or getting to where you need to go. Like, that is your responsibility to become the best man that you can for your family, your wife, your daughter, whoever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's your responsibility, and I feel like some men let their pride take over their main responsibility, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I think you're starting to sound kind of close-minded, because I guess you just ran into a bunch of egotistical motherfuckers. Because what about the people, I guess it is a small number of men, but what about the man who is upholding all that tradition? What is his responsibility? I want you to push deeper than the obvious. Right now, you're giving me real meme and shit. You're giving me shit I can hear on Instagram.
I'll tell you. And it's not that. It's just, that's just my experience. Like I said, this isn't for all men, but all the men in Taylor's life. Like, that's something that I noticed in the Black men in my community. But like you said, pushing on a broader scale, I guess, a male's responsibility to me should be
like, if you had your perfect dream guy, your partner who you would want to spend the rest of your days with, what qualities would it be?
It would be to be a protector in all aspects. So if we're speaking in general, I feel like a male's responsibility is to be a protector.
Protector of what exactly?
Especially when you put it in the relationship aspect, like, I definitely want to feel protected emotionally, physically, and mentally. Like, I don't want a man that leaving me hanging or making me feel alone in a relationship, you know?
All right, what would make you feel alone? Because then, from my personal experiences as a man dealing with relationships, what I'm growing into is more of, like, I'm not here to soothe your ego. At the end of the day, I am here to uplift you as my woman. But once you start projecting based off of your own experiences, which is understandable, but once you start projecting certain insecure type of approaches, whether it's other women or whether it's just you being overprotective or just wanting the attention on you, then I'm not going to entertain that personally as a man, because that's not my job. My job is to build you as a soul, mentally, emotionally, and help you get stronger in that aspect as well while you're helping me grow in others. But I feel like, to me, that kind of contrasts the protection of the emotions that you're referring to.
I don't feel like that's an insecurity, though, because when I speak of protecting, I speak of it as in, I just don't want to feel like you let me down as my significant other, whether that's in a situation where I feel like somebody else was a third party and you weren't there, or a family member died and you weren't there to be the person to confide in. Like, that's what I say for protecting. So maybe I do agree with you on the line of you need to build me up, so maybe I worded that wrong, but definitely I feel like, man, that's a responsibility. Once you put yourself in a committed relationship and you vow to that, or marriage, whatever the case may be, it's your duty to be a protector in all aspects, period. But I do kind of agree, maybe I could have worded that differently, but yeah, what you were saying along the lines of, just upbuild me, just make sure that you're there. I don't need you to, you know, control my emotions or feel everything I feel, because I know we're two different people, but, you know, feel like, I want you to feel like you're the man in the relationship. I don't want to feel like I'm running shit all the time, you know?
Understood.
There goes that terror again, Taylor, the terror.
But no, that's good.
No, I take that, though. I'm an overprotective person. People don't like, a lot of people don't know that about me, especially because of my organization, but, like, I'm not into girls overdoing, like, you know, clothes-wise or being too far out there. I'm quite a conservative young man, and I mean, I am that friend that'll tell a girl that's my friend, yo, go put some clothes on. Or he hurt you with where he at. Like, I am that kind of friend.
Yeah, that's protecting. And you looking out, you know, in a relationship. Nobody wants somebody like, oh, do whatever you feel like. You're like, have, like, stand for something. Because if you don't stand for something,
you'll fall for anything.
With yourself, I know it's not going to stand for me, you know, in a relationship. So I need to see that you have that trait in you or that quality.
You know, it's crazy that both of y'all are saying that. I'm different from you in that aspect, Rudy. I'm more of like, well, at least what I'm growing into now. Before, I was overprotective, but it was more insecurity on my end.
Well, what I can say is before I was disrespectful. Like before, when I was younger, I would definitely be one of them dudes that ask you, like, yo, what are you looking at? Why are you looking at her like that? What's going on? And now I don't care what you're looking at. But if I could prevent it before you leave the house, I would.
But and that's cool. But now when it goes to like the aspect that you said, like you're the friend that to tell your female friend like, hey, go put some clothes on. Me, I'm more of like, hey, at the end of the day, you obviously you're comfortable. you wouldn't have walked out of here if you wasn't. So who am I to sit here and I guess the duality to it, which is the, you know, you're a woman, have more respect for your body, whatever the case may be. But you were comfortable. If you're comfortable, then if you like it, I love it. Point blank, period.
Yeah, I was thinking that when you were saying that. I get that. I get it. I just think, like I said, it's a protective thing. And I mean, I know how I react when my friends are getting hurt. I'd rather you not put yourself in a position to get hurt. I mean, I guess it is disgraceful to say that just because she's dressed a certain way, something bad is going to happen to her. But that's the America we live in. If you're going to be outside looking crazy, crazy shit is coming your way.
For sure.
You can't resist that.
I don't agree with that, Rudy.
You crazy. You are not.
I don't.
If two dudes slap your ass because your cheeks was out.
But the way, I don't know, because
that'll make it okay.
I'm saying, so then you're going to want whoever you with to go and hit said person at the time, or that's what the typical reaction to be. But he could have prevented that when you put on pants. And I mean, I know it sounds like that's so simple of a step, but what we live in right now, the minds are that simple. No one wants to slap jeans as much as they want to slap a little bit of cheekies hanging out the bottom. I don't know why, but that's the truth. If you could have covered that cheek, your slap chances increased about 40%. Then you get an extra 15% for how much cheekage you got out. Do your shit cup, do it not cup. Whatever's going on with the cheekage, you're making it a more impactful situation upon yourself. You're becoming more out there. You're highlighting yourself. You're sticking out. Now, I get the whole freedom of expression shit, but that's it. It's cute to say, but it's not what the mind reacts to.
Hey, there's truth in all of it. That's how I see it. I see the truth in everything we're saying. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's at the end of the day, it's perspective. So.
Exactly.
Oh, all right. So would there be any last perspective that you would want to give the world, Taylor, when it comes to male responsibilities?
It's a responsibility to keep your mental very healthy. And when I say that, I mean just emotions, like really mentally, but being vulnerable.
Yeah.
So let me rephrase that, because I know men don't like to be vulnerable. I just want you guys.
I love to be vulnerable.
Actually, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. You, as of right now, because of what you said, and I mean, I was about to cut you off to say why you saying it's just men, because everyone's mental health is important. But that vulnerability shit is the reason most of our mental health is fucked up. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. I ain't get there yet, but the majority of us is fucked up because we don't want to know. We don't want to tell people.
Exactly. And I just got out this situation, Rudy. Like, you cannot, it's your responsibility. It's not your girlfriend's responsibility. It's not your mom's responsibility. It's not your grandmother's. Like, as a man, I'm not in y'all's shoes. I don't know what y'all face on a daily basis, but I feel like it's y'all's responsibility to get that in check. Whether that's go see a therapist, whether that's talk to somebody that's close to you, like, it's your responsibility not to sit in something and live in pain. Because you feel like somebody, the world is going to view you as weak or pissy or whatever the case may be, you know?
Snaps. Hey, I like it. I love it, actually. All right, Rudy?
I think I like the way she guided the conversation. I think She did a good job highlighting some undertones that I guess our pride and egos she addressed last just now wouldn't let us address last week. You and I were on a very large uplift tip. She hit the mental, right? Me and you stated some shit that was pretty much obvious, just at a deeper perspective from a different angle, of course, as we do, but she definitely hit the shit we could hit because, I guess, our fear of vulnerability.
And what I was going to... When she was talking, what I was going to add was something that you said last week when it comes to her saying, like, it's our responsibility to make sure that we have these things in check. And that ties to me what you said last week as far as leading by example. You know what I mean? So even the example you gave as far as, you know, if your cheeks hanging out, someone slap it, or your homegirl cheeks hanging out, you're going to tell her to put some pants on. That's you leading by example, by your own example of respect. And just being respectful of obviously the woman, and I feel like those two things kind of tie in together when it comes to making sure you have it in check. That's just leading by example, in my opinion. And
I agree.
And we'll dive into how the woman can help with that when we do that. But for now, let's just leave it at that. Rudy, you're right. She led it perfectly. And that's what we'll end off with. Let's not mess it up. So yeah, man, go ahead, man, do your thing, close out.
You're funny. let me put on my best. Sorry.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and tell her where they can find you on social media.
Well, you can find me on Instagram, well, most social media except Facebook. It's at KTAY Crenshaw, like the street in California, and I do follow back. So thank you guys for having me.
Of course, of course. Thank you. Appreciate the presence.
And where can they find you, sir?
Oh, you can find me at Kate on IG, KHZZARI, and you'll be able to find the perspectives page on there as well.
And, you know, RUDYDED_RUD, you find me on Instagram. With that, we're going to close out.
And I'll go ahead and do that. Love all, since you are love itself. Love thyself and everyone else. We leave you on love and light. Peace.
Later, world.